Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Scott, what's up?
I got a situation where I thought I had a great thing going. I went on a date with a real great lady named Stacy. And I think we had a blast. We had a really good time. We went to that new casino Encore, and we had a great time. And I'm not hearing back from her, and I don't know why I'm not hearing back from her. I mean, it was such a great date. Melissa would know. I took her to Rare Steak out for dinner.
You get serious points going there.
Yeah, it was great.
That's a great restaurant.
And then we had a good time at the casino, and now I'm just getting ghosted. I don't have any idea why. I think she's upset with me for about something. I don't know, but I'd like to find out, because I thought it was a great time.
Okay, well, let's think about it here. Is there anything you think you did that maybe turned her off?
Not that I know of. I mean, we gambled. We had a good time. We walked out on the green side. We won and everything. It was fun.
Aww. That sounds like a perfect date.
Mm-hmm.
It was. It was awesome. And I was hoping for a second date, and I can't figure out why that's not happening.
Okay.
I can't get back. Back to
did you do anything weird while you were having the meal?
No, I was making sure I was in check. Get my finger out of my nose. I don't know what's going on.
I like this guy.
But did you put it in your ass?
Oh, no, stop okay. It.
All right, listen, we'll give her a call for you next, all right, Scott?
I appreciate it.
All right, hang on. Second date update on the 10th.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
So we just talked to Scott. He took this girl, Stacy, out to the Encore.
Yes.
Melissa.
First date.
He even brought her to Rare Steakhouse, your spot.
That's my spot, all right.
And he said that he made it a point to not stick his finger up his nose because it was a bougie steak spot. He said they made some money that night. Mm-hmm. Everything went good. You can't think of anything that you might have done to turn her off. Did you get, pissy drunk?
No. Not that I could figure out. If I knew there was something, I would know, but I do not know.
All right. You know what? I don't know. Well, stay quiet. We're going to call her right now.
Hello?
Hi, is this Stacy?
Yes, this is Stacy.
Stacy, it's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station.
Okay, hi. Did I win something?
You did not win something. Well, actually, yeah. Let me explain. So we got your phone number from a gentleman who would love to take you out on a nice date, okay? And we're willing to pay for whatever date you choose. So you can name the place. It doesn't matter. It could be a really nice bougie restaurant. You tell us when you're free. We'll reserve the whole thing. We'll pay for it. You'll show up there. This guy will be there. I'm going to tell you the guy's name, too. So, you're not going to get tricked. And, we'll see. You could see if you guys hit it off.
this is a little weird, but okay.
Yeah, and the guy told, I can tell you who the guy is because he's the one who gave us your number. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so you actually hung out with him before at the Encore Casino. You had some beautiful steak at Rare, and his name, I mean, you should know who I'm talking about, Scott.
No.
It's like, yep.
No, you guys, you. No, this guy, absolutely not.
Okay.
Sorry.
How can he mess up a casino date is what I want to know, because it sounds like he might have done something wrong.
Oh, man. Listen, this guy is just, I don't want to mess with him. I mean, he's like a scumbag.
A scumbag and what? Because we asked him, he said he couldn't think of anything that he did while you guys went out that could have turned you off.
We had an okay time. We went to the casino and, we had dinner and that was going good. But then by the end of the night, the guy was broke. And so, I mean, he asked me for some money. and I gave him some cash.
Degenerate gambler.
But the guy starts playing the slots, and he takes my $10 and makes it into like $1,000.
Okay.
Wow.
And so the guy goes up to the cashier, and freaking this guy gave me $10 back from the $1,000 that he just won, and he's going to call it a night. Like, come on, he owes me money.
Wait, stop it.
Wait, hold on.
Stop it.
And he won, how much did he win?
He won $1,000 off of my 10 and gives me back my 10.
Oh, my God.
The rest of it.
He should have given you half.
Yeah, no, even Stacey, I would give more than that.
Stacey, hold on. You know what? You can bring this up to Scott because he's on the phone right now. You heard what you said.
No.
I don't think I owe anybody. I won the money myself.
What?
I gave you
money. Dude sounds drunk.
Scott.
What?
All makes sense now.
You won $1,000 and you only gave her back 10?
Well, yeah, that's what she gave me.
Hey, my money got you $1,000. You should go 50-50 with me at least. At least to show me that you're a gentleman, but no, you have to be a douchebag.
Well, I didn't really give you just $10. I took you out to a nice dinner, and it cost me $310 just to get you some food. And, what you know, you're forgetting all about that. So, you know, really, you got $310.
You were broke at the end of the night, you know? You asked me for my $10. How does a guy ask a girl for her money at the end of a date? That's so f***ed up.
I think you're a gold digger.
Oh, my God.
His mentality is so off.
Hold on a second. Well, how much will it take for you to be... it was just a misunderstanding. How much will it take, Stacey, for you to forgive him and for you to give him another date?
I don't know if all the money in the world can make me go out with this guy again. He was a class asshole.
I just don't think you know how gambling works.
Do you?
Well, yeah. You gambled with me and you lost, baby.
Oh!
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10.
Nothing's worse than trying to get along with kids that clearly do not like your ass. Check out tomorrow's second date update on the 10.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.